So in the 14th chapter of the Gita, Krishna had explained all about the three modes of material nature. Now in the 17th chapter of the Gita, entitled Divisions of Faith, Krishna picks up the discussion about these three modes and discusses them further. Krishna describes how the foods we eat can be in three different modes. Krishna explains that the kind of charity we perform can be in the three different modes. Krishna explains that even the worship we perform can be in three different modes. And therefore in this chapter, Krishna explains the best way to perform charity, the best way to worship, the best kind of foods to eat. And in this way, Krishna gives us a whole picture of the kind of lifestyle that a spiritualist should lead. Krishna also says one very nice thing about speech. What we speak and how we speak is very, very important. One time one person came to Socrates and he came running and he said, "Socrates, I'm dying to tell you something." And he just wanted to speak. So Socrates said, "Okay, but hang on one second, let me just ask you a few questions. Is what you're about to tell me definitely true?" So he thought about it for a moment and he said, "No, I'm not sure, probably it's not true, I don't know." Socrates said, "Okay, anyway, second question, is what you're about to tell me something nice?" He said, "Not really." And then Socrates said, "Okay, but is what you're about to tell me beneficial for me?" He said, "Not really." So Socrates said, "Okay, you can go and tell someone else." Whether Socrates got this from the Gita or whether Krishna inspired him from within, I'm not sure. But Krishna in the Gita says exactly the same thing. In the 17th chapter, Krishna says, "Anudvaiga karam vakyam, satyam priyam hitam chayat, svadhyayas vyasanam cheva, vanmayam tapa uchyate." Krishna says one speech should have three qualities to it. The first thing, satyam, it should be truthful. The second thing, priyam, it should be pleasing. And the third thing, hitam, it should be beneficial. Krishna explains, if you speak words which are truthful, pleasing and beneficial, then not only will you make others happy, but you will make yourself happy. How we speak is very, very important. One time, one person, he accused someone else of doing something, and he spoke very harsh words. And then later on he realized that actually he was wrong. So this person, he felt very bad, so he went to the local saint and he said, "I've done this, how can I repair the situation?" So the saint said, "Take this pillow, and what I want you to do is go to the middle of town and cut open this pillow and just let the feathers go everywhere." So this man found that a little strange, but he still did it. He went to the middle of the town, he cut open the pillow, and the feathers went flying in all directions. Then he came back to the saint and he said, "Okay, I've done it. What next?" The saint said, "Now what I want you to do is collect every single one of those feathers back and put it back in the pillow." And the man said, "Impossible." So the saint said, "In the same way, you've spoken harshly, you've said things in anger, and those words have now had their effect. You cannot just take it back so easily." So therefore Krishna says, how we live, how we speak, we should be very, very conscious. Because this has a great effect on our own life and it has a great effect on the lives of those around us.